All right. Lots to talk about. Lots of politics to get to later on. Economist Stephen Moore will, who is a Cruz backer, will tout the Ted Cruz tax plan 6 days before the Wisconsin primary, though early voting is underway today. Today, tomorrow, and Friday, you can vote early at your local election office. Take care of that in Eau Claire at City Hall, for instance. Same story in Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley at the Village Town Hall. Get it done. Otherwise, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And we are going to talk in the first half hour, though, or as long as your questions carry us, with Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd. Your questions on wellness and weight loss. Karen is with us and taking your questions at 715-723-2555 or 1-800-657-4769. You can email me, mark@wogo.com, mark@wogo.com. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
All right, we had some interesting questions, including a caller. That was a different angle here, and into your ninth season, middle of your ninth season here on the air, but somebody who was arguing as much as anything about sugar for survival. So that was interesting.
Yes.
All right, well, anyhow, it wasn't so much even survival in terms of maybe even to make a fire out of it, huh?
Maybe so, Mark.
All right, well, we've got something, some other questions to get to, and again, welcoming callers. Callers, as always, go to the front of the line at 723-2555, 1-800-657-4769. For those just joining us here on WOGO, they missed you reading your book, True Friend, False Friend, the story regarding Mr. Sugar. It's a kid's book for $5.99. They can order that at KarenHurd.com, right?
That's correct.
All right. Are you already working on a second one?
Well, no, not yet.
Okay.
We'll see how this one goes.
All right. Very good. Well, let's go.
But I got a second one in mind.
All right.
It's about the Bean family that moves in next door to the Willman family.
Aha. Uh-huh.
The Willman family was what this book was about. So the Bean family is going to come in next door, and they have five kids, and each of them have a different name. One of them's named Pinto, and one of them's named Kidney. You get the idea?
I get the idea.
One of them's named Lintel.
All right, let's go to the questions coming in. Mark, I always hesitate. Sometimes I wonder, we spill over here for the Q&A after your earlier 30 to 35 minutes with us on WWIBWIB.com. Will the questions push us forward to the bottom of the hour? Sometimes I suggest we'll let you go for good behavior. Well, we'll see if that is the case today, but I think we got two or three email questions, so let's go to those. Tara says, good morning. Can Karen discuss the need? Well, you know what? Actually, before we get to this, we had a leftover question, didn't we?
There was a leftover question.
Yeah,
the one about meloxicam, but there was another one.
Yeah, a 98-year-old father, and he's got, like, dermatitis. Is that being caused by sugar?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. I mean, there's so many reasons for dermatitis. Sugar can certainly aggravate it, but a lot of dermatitis is caused by contact with something, you know, like with a plant, like poison ivy, or like with your clothes that we wear, we might be using a laundry detergent that is causing irritation to the skin. The dermatitis may be a form of eczema, which is we need to look at a balance of oils, and then also allergies can cause dermatitis. So there's a lot of reasons. Will sugar make allergies worse? Will it make everything worse? Yeah, it does, because sugar lowers your entire immune system function. That we know. So when you eat the sugars, and it's going to have a detrimental effect. But I would not say that eating sugar is the number one cause of dermatitis. I can't say that, but it's an aggravant.
All right, very good. And if they have more questions, they can certainly get a hold of you.
Yes.
All right, so seek to do that at again, Karen@KarenHurd.com. That's Karen@KarenHurd.com with your questions. All right, let's go to Tara's question now. Can you discuss the need for tonsils to be removed? I think Dr. Drew is actually talking some about that this morning on WWIB from Back on Track Family Chiropractic. Tara wants to know, what are the causing factors and is it necessary? And what would your recommendations be? And she's asking on behalf of a friend.
Sure. Tonsils are part of our lymphatic system. Our lymphatic system is composed of these tissues that are found throughout the entire body. They're under our arms, they're in our abdomen, they're behind our knees, they're everywhere, and they are certainly in our throat. And some of those, that lymphatic tissue, are tonsils. There's one on your left and one on your right. The lymphatic tissue are there as filters to keep disease, virus, fungus, bacteria, from entering the human body. Think of the tonsils as the guards on a compound. We have a friendly compound, and all the friendly forces are camped, and we want to keep the enemy out. Well, we have to have a guard, a perimeter, a a perimeter guard to keep out any enemies from entering into the camp and harming anybody in the camp. That's what our tonsils are. They're perimeter guards. They will keep out, and they will, by capturing, they actually capture like a bacteria or a virus, and they capture that inside themselves, and they hold it. And it, so the lymphatic tissue becomes a holding facility for what? Until the immune system can make a cell to kill whatever it is. If it's a bacteria, then we will make an antibiotic. We make a cell that is very specifically targeted to kill the interred perpetrator that is trying to enter into the camp. The camp is our human body. And so we've got to find something specific to kill that. And actually, our immune system is so incredible that it is able to do that. It will make a very specific antibody to kill that very specific thing. But it takes us a while to come up with it. We don't come up with it instantaneously. So in the meantime, the lymphatic tissue holds these perpetrators. Same thing with viruses. We hold this so that we can come up with an antiviral agent to kill that particular virus. Now, as a result, though, while we are holding these enemies and keeping them from coming into the camp, we have a swelling that will happen in the lymphatic tissue. It grows larger, and it becomes tender and painful. And so, and people who have had swollen tonsils, they know that they can get so big that it's even sometimes hard to breathe because they're pushing in and cutting off our airway. They don't cut off the airway totally, but it sure can hamper us at times. That's not a normal situation. That's more on the extreme, but that can happen. So we can wait for the tonsil swelling to go down. When it goes down, we know, hey, the immune system found the antidote, and they're going out and they're killing these detained viruses and bacteria, and we're getting rid of them. And so what we want to do to help the lymphatic system and the tonsils are to eat right. Don't impair their function. Anybody that has tonsillitis, test me in this. I shiver to say the test because I know it'll make you worse. Have something sugary. Go have something sugary. Drink some juice. Eat a popsicle. Because a lot of times you have tonsillitis, you're told eat popsicles because it's a cold will help numb it. Cold will help numb it, but do we have to do the sugar to help numb it? How about sipping on or sucking on an ice cube or something like that? But we do sugars. And then note how your tonsillitis, how does it respond? Does it get better? Does it get worse? So you can make that observation on your own. So what we do is we have to build the immune system to help the tonsils out, this lymphatic system, so we can get the right antibodies and antivirals made and kill these perpetrators. Now, the removal of tonsils, and that was specifically Tara's question. Because we haven't been focused in the past on preventative medicine, we're working on that. I mean, we're as a society, we are coming along and working more on preventatives. You know, have a healthy immune system in the first place, and then you don't get tonsillitis. Tonsillitis, it just means a swelling of the tonsils. And so we won't get that if you have a strong immune system because the bacteria never, we just immediately have such a good immune system, we're able to identify the particular bacteria, make an antibody for it right away, and kill it off. It's boom, boom, boom. I mean, fast, done fast. But if our immune systems are perpetually under operating, they're not at an optimal place, then these things can happen. So as we push towards prevention and just having a healthy immune system, which includes not eating sugar as a part of our diet, saying that with a lot of emphasis here, then if we want a healthier immune system, then we don't eat the sugars. Now, what are we going to do if we don't have a healthy immune system and we are now in the throes of tonsillitis, we have big old swollen tonsils, then we start now. We start eating well now. We start making sure we're putting in the good foods now to help those tonsils. So we pull out all the sugars. Just doing that will do amazing things. And then get a scarf around your neck so that it is actually covering your tonsils. I'm putting my hands on my tonsils right now on the outside of my neck where my tonsils are. And you get that scarf up around there so that you're increasing the heat. Whenever we can hold heat in, whenever we can raise the temperature, even just a partial of a degree, that will speed the chemical reactions astronomically. And I am not kidding when I say the word astronomically. We will make chemical reactions happen so fast, so fast, so fast that we can heal more quickly. Heat is a healer. So we want to get warmth on the neck, warmth on the neck. So put put that scarf around your neck and you wear it all day, not just when you go outside. And I don't care if it's 70 degrees outside or 64 or whatever it is here in Wisconsin today. We keep our neck warm 24/7. You go to bed with a scarf around your neck. You wear it all day long, inside, outside, the whole time. And not a turtleneck. It doesn't keep in the heat as well as a scarf. And that will help us, too. Now, as far as the removal of tonsils, that is done less and less. That used to be very, very common. You know, when I was growing up, you know, every other kid had their tonsils out. That was just part of, you know, being a kid. You had your tonsils taken out. Physicians are doing that very infrequently anymore because they realize that when they remove that lymphatic tissue, they just took away the perimeter guards. The perimeter guards, we took them out. We removed the perimeter guards. And so now these bacteria, viruses that we're breathing in, instead of being caught at the tonsils and being said, stop, you shall go no further. You don't have the password. You're not getting into the camp. We don't have those guards anymore. So then these bacteria actually go further down into the upper respiratory tract. And so you're more likely to have more upper respiratory infections because you don't have the perimeter guards there anymore. So that's why physicians are very hesitant nowadays to remove the tonsils, and only in extreme cases where the airway is basically so cut off that they're concerned that the child is, you know, can't get enough air, and I'm saying child because it normally happens with children. Usually adults are way beyond that because our immune systems are so well developed. But that's when they might suggest that. And is there an alternative to that? Yeah, I just gave you the alternative. We got to eat better, get rid of the sugars, get that scarf around your neck, stay home and rest, sleep in an upright position so the drainage can go down your throat and not pool right there in your throat.
All right, Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd here on Wellness Wednesday Q&A on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also, let's see, we had just another short question here from Cindy who says, I have a friend who saw her doctor the other day and she shared with me his advice. He told her that someone with diabetes should stay away from beans completely because they are so high in carbs. So Cindy wants to know, what makes the carbs in beans any different than other foods high in carbohydrates? He also told her to stay away from carrots and sweet potatoes, to stay with vegetables above the ground.
Okay. I am so pleased to hear that doctor recognizes that beans are high in carbohydrate. I love that because so many people, and, you know, physicians, too, and they're just good people, but nutrition isn't their area of expertise. Quite frankly, we can only study so much in a lifetime. And so their expertise is in what they're doing, and they do a great job at it. But most of them don't realize that beans are a carbohydrate. They are a starch. I love it because everyone is so convinced that they're proteins. Well, you know, I'm eating my protein. I'm eating my beans. No, you're not. You're eating a carbohydrate. And so the nice thing about beans, though, and they're fine with diabetes, that's where I might have to, you know, say I don't agree, they actually are so bound up with the fibers. They're one of the most fibrous foods that we have, and with the soluble fibers, that for the carbohydrate to be extracted from the fiber and then to be absorbed into the bloodstream, that is a slow process. So you're looking at something that we have termed a long time ago called the glycemic index, and that's how fast sugars are absorbed. Like if you eat just pure sugar, it's absorbed. I'm snapping my fingers right now. I know you can't hear me, but this is absorbed right away. But with the beans, this is a very slow, steady absorption of the carbohydrate going into your bloodstream and becoming blood glucose. So it doesn't raise your blood sugars. Actually, it levels your blood sugars because and the doctor knows this, too, and so he's not taking all carbohydrates away from a person because you have to have carbohydrates, otherwise you die. Everybody has to have carbohydrates. It's an essential part of life is to have blood glucose. Without blood glucose, life is non-existent. So we have to have a source of carbohydrates, and the ones that have these slower absorptions in the bloodstream are the best. As far as the carrots and the sweet potatoes, carrots, I have no problems with carrots for diabetics. They are sweeter. Certainly, they're sweeter than a bean, and so they are. And they are a ground vegetable. You know, they have it's a root vegetable that we're eating. The sweet potatoes are a little bit different from the carrots. I do not allow my diabetics to eat the sweet potatoes like this particular doctor doesn't allow his, because the sweet potatoes are a little bit different than a root vegetable. They're actually a tuber, and so tubers they grow. They're attached to the root system of the potato plant. They're a little bulbous type of thing and can grow into a very big bulb, which we call the potato. They're actually more starchy than and have more of a high, this back again to this index that we can see how quickly things are absorbed. They are absorbed more rapidly, the sugars from a sweet potato, than, say, from a carrot. So carrots are good with me as far as people who have diabetes. Sweet potatoes are no, and beans are definitely on the list because beans have the soluble fiber which remove the triglycerides, which take away the diabetes because triglycerides are the cause of the diabetes if you're type 2, if you're type 2. So we got to do the beans.
All right, Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd. We got somebody reacting to you reading your book, True Friend, False Friend, the last hour on Web. I think we need to bring it to our WDOGO listeners, so why don't we get that out? If you've got that still available, I know you do.
What, you want me to read the book?
Yeah,
again?
I think so. I think our WDOGO listeners need to be treated to that. So we'll get the reaction we got from Lisa, who says she's pleased with it, and she hopes to get it for her grandkids. She can do that at KarenHurd.com. Plus, later, actually, we'll talk to Stephen Moore. He's an economist who is a backer of Ted Cruz, really likes his tax plan. Early voting in Wisconsin today, tomorrow, and Friday, I don't forget. And then the polls open on Tuesday. You got the presidential preference primary, the state Supreme Court race for 10 years between appeals court judge Joanne Kloppenburg and incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley, plus all those local races. Anyhow, Stephen Moore later at 11:45 on WDOGO.
It's here, the season we all dread, pothole season. It's tough on your vehicle's tires and terrible on suspension parts, too. See Joe Ricky Tire. Their alignment specialist, Mark, treats every vehicle he works on just like his own. Now's also the perfect time to remove your snow tires. Joe Ricky Tire will install your all-season tires and even store your winter tires for free. Call to schedule an appointment today. Joe Ricky Tire in Rice Lake, your best choice for tires and service. Joe Ricky Tire.
Over 8 years, Obama fundamentally transformed America. He's handpicked Hillary to uphold his liberal legacy. And she will, unless someone can stop them.
If you're looking for the Republican candidate who is the most steadfastly opposed to liberalism, whose agenda is oriented toward defeating it, it's Ted Cruz.
Rush is right. It's Ted Cruz. Cruz defended the Constitution and held Republicans and Democrats accountable for allowing Obama's executive amnesty. He led the charge against Obamacare, taking on politicians who give perks to themselves on the taxpayers' dime.
Hillary Clinton embodies the cronyism of Washington. And I'll give you an example of that, which is the congressional exemption from Obamacare, which is fundamentally wrong. If I'm elected president, I will veto any statute that exempts members of Congress. The law should apply evenly to every American.
Ted Cruz for president.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Cruz for president.
Are you in charge of the youth group at your church and looking for a summer missions opportunity? Well, look no further. Join hundreds of teens from across the USA who will be bringing the love of Jesus to Fairmont, Illinois from July 10th to 16th. You and your youth group will paint homes, build steps, and construct wheelchair ramps. Each evening, you will hear challenging messages from Leon Brooks and experience awesome worship with Phil Joel and Zealand Worship. For more information, go to teenserve.org or call 888-598-3367.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, one more short segment with Fall Creek nutritionist Karen Hurd, and she has written a kid's book. You can learn about it. You can order it at her website at KarenHurd.com. That's KarenHurd.com. And, in fact, we got some reaction to that, which we're going to get to. But apparently there is another question from a listener, and maybe it – I'm trying to think. Yeah, I had seen this. My apologies if I had to this listener. Yeah, I had seen this earlier. And then bypassed it in gathering our questions. So thanks for resending it to me. Karen, and she says, okay, you ready, Karen?
Yeah.
All right, here's a question from Karen. And she says, I don't know about this, but this is what this listener, she says, Altoona schools had asbestos removed over break. Yesterday, the kids were back for the first day. They were off Monday. And this woman says that her daughter came home yesterday complaining of the awful smell, and it gave her a headache. The room smelled very bad as she went to check it out, and she found out what was put on the floors was 60% kerosene, 40% citrus. So, Karen, the listener, wants to know, is this something to be very alarmed about? She says she did keep her daughter home from school today.
Yeah, it will outgas, and what they're doing is, you know, they're trying to compensate for the asbestos. And so outgas means it'll eventually dissipate. You know, right now the windows are closed in the school, I'm sure, because of the weather. We don't have the open windows. I don't even know if they have air conditioner in Altoona or not. But what we have to do is, one, yes, you can stay, you can avoid the exposure, but you can also do something to help you tolerate the exposure, and that is to eat the essential fatty acids. What's that? Eat peanut butter. Feed your children peanut butter or almond butter or cashew butter. Some children are allergic to peanuts. There's sesame seed butter. There's, I don't know any kids really that are allergic to sunflower seed butter. And as they eat that, that is going to actually capture, these are actual molecules that we breathe in. They go through the nose to the upper part of the nose and go through into the body. We breathe them in too. And then so it goes through the lungs and through the upper part of the nostrils here. And then so as we want to get rid of it, we have to bind it with something that will actually capture these molecules, and the fatty acids in these nut butters do. And then that will cause it to go to the liver. The liver easily puts it into the bile. So then you also have to eat beans. So the kids eat, feed them their peanut butter and then or nut butter, whatever you choose for them, and then make sure they're eating beans, and actually it'll clear out quite nicely, and their headaches will go away, and they'll be able to tolerate the exposure until
So she could go back to school tomorrow, you feel like?
Yeah, she could, but, you know, she needs to be eating these things because that's what I do. I'm in places where I'm exposed to all kinds of perfumes and fragrances, too. I got my cashew butter. I got my beans. I'm armed for bear.
All right, come armed, yeah. Here's the reaction to your book, True Friend, False Friend. Lisa says, Karen's book is brilliant. She is such a good teacher. I'll be buying it for my grandkids. Thanks, Karen. So.
Great.
All right, so why don't we close the show with having you read that for our WOGL listeners. Just set it up a little bit and go to it.
Sure. This is a book, True Friend, False Friend is the name of the book, with a subtitle of Mr. Sugar Comes to Call. Once there was a boy and girl who lived in a large house in a small town on a wide street. The boy's name was James. The girl's name was Anna. James was 2 years older than Anna. They were brother and sister. Their dad was Mr. Willman. He went to work each morning and came home each evening. Mrs. Willman stayed home to take care of the house and make good meals for the family to eat. Almost every day, a close friend of the Willman family came to visit. His name was Mr. Sugar. Mr. and Mrs. Willman always welcomed their dear friend. James was also happy to see him, as Mr. Sugar always brought treats with him. But Anna, although she thought Mr. Sugar was nice, always felt that something wasn't quite right. When she would tell James what she thought, he would laugh and say, "Oh, it's all right." Then Anna would say, Daddy is crabby when Mr. Sugar leaves, and Mommy is tired and can't remember all her stories after Mr. Sugar visits. You get wild and crazy, and I always end up with a headache. Now, every night, the Willman family would have a bedtime chat. Each member would tell the favorite part of their day. Mr. Willman would almost always say it was the visit of Mr. Sugar. Mrs. Willman would tell of the yummy recipes that Mr. Sugar gave her. James talked about bikes and books, for he loved to read, but he never failed to mention the goodies that Mr. Sugar would bring. Anna would say it was the time spent cutting out paper dolls with Mommy, or putting together puzzles with Daddy, or coloring books with her brother. But at the end, she would add in a tiny little voice that she never felt well after a visit from Mr. Sugar. Finally, one day, James and Anna were in the living room playing a game called True Friend, False Friend. Mr. and Mrs. Willman had given it to James and Anna at Christmas to help teach them about good people and bad people. Anna's eyes filled with tears, and she whispered to her brother that she thought Mr. Sugar was a false friend. At bedtime chat that night, James said to his father and mother, "Anna was crying today because of a sly look from Mr. Sugar. We both think that Mr. Sugar is a false friend. Anna burst into tears right then and there, because it was the first time someone agreed with her about Mr. Sugar. Mr. Willman got worried right away. Mrs. Willman said, "My poor baby." Together, as a family, they decided they would try a test. They would see if Mr. Sugar was as nice as he seemed. "For 1 month, none of us will eat the sweets and treats that Mr. Sugar brings," said Mr. Willman. Mrs. Willman said, "And we'll see if it makes a difference in how we feel." Mr. Willman told Mr. Sugar that there would be no more visits. Mrs. Willman made no more desserts. James and Anna turned down the treats at school. But it didn't take a month to see the results of the test. Mr. Willman whistled as he worked and was no longer crabby. Mrs. Willman wasn't tired and remembered all her stories. James wasn't wild and crazy. Anna had no more headaches. In fact, the Willman family felt so well, they decided to continue to refuse any future visits from Mr. Sugar. The end.
All right, there you go. That is really good. And speaking to kids and adults alike, and thanks to Lisa for her comment. If people want to get a copy of, and again, a false friend? I mean, is a false friend an enemy or somebody who poses a friend, but they're not really?
Wolf's clothing.
Yeah, they don't really have your best interest in mind, right?
No, that's a false friend.
All right, interesting. Well, congratulations, Karen, on that and all of your great work. And we'll give you a little bit of a break. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, okay?
Okay, thank you, Mark.
All right, Fall Creek Nutritionist Karen Hurd here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wilgo.com. It's a busy day. We've got various political candidates out and about speaking. Donald Trump holding a rally in De Pere, and Bernie Sanders is in the state at this hour. Ted Cruz is holding an event for women, his wife, mother, and even Carly Fiorina with him in Madison today. Also, political news to recap from last night. And later, economist Stephen Moore from the Heritage Foundation touting the Cruz tax plan on WOGO.
Create the perfect outdoor living space with an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. Whether it's a backyard paradise, a spacious patio, or a sturdy retaining wall, Menards has the landscape blocks available in stock. Crestone retaining wall blocks are available in 8 colors, just 98 cents each after 11% rebate. Get an 11% rebate on everything now at Menards. Good through April 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do something great for the kids of the Chippewa Valley. Be a part of Chippewa Fall Spring Fest 5K and Fun Mile for Kids on Saturday, April 30th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. It benefits the Boys and Girls Club and the Chippewa Area Mentor Program, which provide positive environments through caring adults and supportive programming. Participants receive a Spring Fest t-shirt, day pass, and refreshments. The first 150 children to register will get a free Micon movie pass and a coupon for Culver's Frozen Custard. Register online now at SpringFestChippewaFalls.com. /events.
Good morning, Mark Halverson with your WWIB weather today on this FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. 90% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm before 4 today, then scattered showers and thunderstorms after that. Highs near 48 with south to southeast winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, still a 70% chance of showers, lows 37, and then a 50-50 chance of rain Thursday, highs near 44.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, we've got just a couple of minutes here to kind of try to recap a lot going on politically here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Yesterday, Donald Trump holding a rally in Janesville for about 1,000 people, and taking on Governor Walker. Who would have thought somebody trying to win the Republican nomination for president, taking on the, I guess his popularity isn't soaring, right? I mean, we're going to see there's a Marquette Law School poll coming out in the noon hour today on the presidential races, Republican and Democrat, the state Supreme Court race. We'll probably get the latest numbers on Feingold and Johnson in the Senate contest for November, and probably Governor Walker's approval rating will be in there. So a lot of goodies in that final Marquette Law School poll before the Big poll, the one that counts, coming up on Tuesday. Did you see Trump's event yesterday? Reaction to that? What I don't want to spend a whole lot of time is the Corey Lewandowski thing. I mean, it's way too much time on that. I mean, the fact of the matter is, I think you can make the case that Michelle Fields did. The press conference was over on that March 8th night after Trump had won in Michigan and elsewhere. And they had had plenty of opportunities to ask. If anything, the media can't complain about Trump's accessibility. In fact, he's been very, very accessible to the media. Now, people can complain about him, about the media providing too much coverage of that. In fact, that came up in the town hall last night on CNN. And maybe that's as good a place as any to start. But I mean, I guess as I assess this whole thing, I mean, it's pretty minor. Michelle Fields quit. Ben Shapiro quit Breitbart as well out of this whole thing. And so what actually happened, I mean, I guess these charges have been brought in Jupiter, Florida against Corey Lewandowski. And so we'll see what happens. But Trump's dug in. He's like, you know what, Kasich and Cruz and others may say that they would have fired their particular campaign manager if it was similar, but people react well. I mean, it's been a very unpredictable election year, and they react to Donald Trump. They love how he stands up for his folks and that he's behind Corey Lewandowski on this. And again, boy, I've seen this video lots of times, and it seems like there was some contact. But if, in fact, what preceded that was any contact from Michelle Fields towards Donald Trump, the candidate Lewandowski apparently was functioning more of as a security guard, I guess. And in terms of how significant, we'll see where this goes. But that's about as much time as I want to spend on that. But what about Donald Trump and his media coverage? This came up in the CNN town hall as Ted Cruz was talking to Anderson Cooper, and it was referenced on MSNBC's Morning Joe today.
So last night, Ted Cruz tried to explain why he's only recently decided to get so tough on Donald Trump.
Back in December, you tweeted, the establishment's only hope, Trump and me in a cage match, sorry to disappoint, Donald Trump is terrific. That was after he'd already made fun of Carly Fiorina's face. That was after he had gone after Megyn Kelly. At that point in December, did you really believe Donald Trump was terrific?
Look, what I knew is that the media was engaged in a love fest, giving Donald Trump $2 billion in
Sounds
free
like
media.
You were engaged in a love fest,
no,
though.
No, let's be clear. How many hours of free media does CNN and Fox and every other station, you let him call in, and for a year,
well, I
he got
say,
$2 billion.
We've asked you for interviews pretty much every day, and you've declined every offer on my program.
Well, so Anderson, I'm right here, and I'll point out I've been inviting Donald Trump for several days to come and make this a debate.
I need to talk.
I can't.
You know, hold on, let's just stop right there. Amen to Anderson Cooper. Because you know what? All of the candidates that whine about people letting Donald Trump call in.
Free media.
Guess what? The free media, it's available to them too, but they obviously aren't smart enough to be able to handle it. So Ted Cruz, of course, whines about CNN and Fox letting Donald Trump call in.
Yeah.
And yet Ted Cruz, as Anderson Cooper said, we've offered it to you every day. As we on this show offer it to any candidate, any day, major candidate that wants to call in and talk to us, our phone lines, as they say, our phone lines are open now, and you can call in right now. Willie, guys, the seventh caller gets a free date with you. But Willie, I mean, seriously, this is what we heard. We have the same people that, I'm just going to say it, bitch and whine about never being, you know, Donald Trump saw too much. We invite them every day. It's a standing offer every day. And nobody calls in but Donald Trump.
All right, and maybe that's the case. All I can say is that listening to, you know, talk radio is one thing. Everybody calls in. But in terms of television, Donald Trump was doing these phoned-in appearances on Fox and Friends a long time before he was Republican presidential candidate starting June 16th. I have to say, I mean, by and large, I mean, pretty seldom you'd have prior to that, right? I mean, prior to, and then he's continued that on various networks in terms of this campaign. I mean, a lot of times by phone on, and I think it is something, and it's an accommodation that the networks have made towards Trump. And so, for instance, he was phoning in his appearance on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos this past Sunday. It was Jonathan Carl sitting in. But Carl said at the end of it, he's like, we offered this to Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton. They turned us down. So I would say that hats off to Trump. I mean, part of his unique style and approach has been massive media availability. Well, Trump held another news, not only his event, but he had a spontaneous presser on his plane yesterday. You can find it at Real Clear Politics or at jsonline.com. Hillary Clinton, I saw a headline. When's the last time Hillary Clinton had a news conference? Well over 100 days. So you've got a massively accessible candidate in Trump, the Republican frontrunner, and a massively inaccessible candidate in Hillary Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner. Now, another issue that I want to touch on here, I thought it was worthwhile. Amanda Carpenter, she is a former Cruise aide and CNN commentator. She was named in the scurrilous National Enquirer story last week. And Roger Stone talked more about that with New York radio station on Sunday. We brought you some of that coverage on our Monday show. And so Amanda Carpenter looking to clear her. She's named as one of the five women who had an alleged affair with Ted Cruz in one way, shape, or form. And so Carpenter, looking to clear her name, joined Jake Tapper yesterday on CNN.
Dear Amanda, thanks for joining me here. I am sorry it's under these circumstances, but let's address them. Have you had ever any sort of intimate relationship with Senator Cruz, anything at all, anything that could be considered inappropriate?
No, I had a purely professional relationship with Senator Cruz, and I want to go further than that. I have been 100% faithful to my husband. There's nothing more important to me than being a good wife and a good mother, and it's been very hard the past few days to have my character called into question and watch this blow back on them. So thank you for having me here to talk about it, and I hope no one else has to go through this.
Let me say, for starters, I thought Jake set it up well. It was very exhaustive and complete. And in terms of way, let's just bring light on this. And there's Carpenter saying no. And let me go beyond that, saying I want to go further than that. So appreciated that. And you feel, in terms of, if you think of accusation, you think of, if you know scripture at all, Revelation talks about the accuser of the brethren is Satan. It sucks royally to be accused. Now, if it's legit, then deal with it. Now, she's saying, incredibly not legit, worked on the Cruz campaign, working for CNN now. I want to go beyond this. I want to tell you, you didn't even ask, have I always been faithful to my husband? I'm telling you I have. Amanda Carpenter with Jake Tapper yesterday on CNN.
Video that they put out that the Trump campaign itself was pushing. It appears to show him not wearing a sports jacket and then, like, you're wearing a sports jacket or...
All right, so I haven't seen this video. And apparently, according to Jake Tapper, it's been put out by the Trump campaign. All right. I have to say, I'm doing the best. I mean, hearing from people who are Trump fans on social media or otherwise folks who, a couple of different folks last night on Facebook who said, no, I'm not necessarily a Trump backer, but I just take exception to what they feel like is the unfair beating that Trump gets. And I see that. I think sometimes that's the case. Now, when you traffic in, it seemed like Roger Stone was really still trying to push this story a lot on this New York radio station on Sunday, and then trafficking in this video. They're really trying to push this. They're trying to say the original investigation or private investigators' work was folks who maybe in some way tied to the Rubio campaign. But so I don't know what this shows if Ted Cruz didn't have a sport coat and one of his aides was possibly wearing it.
Something I don't really understand it. Did you understand it? Can you explain what they're trying to say?
It's conspiracy theories that are being pushed online. I can't fathom why the Trump campaign would be doing this. No other campaign would touch this sort of stuff. It's really conspiracy theory. They're looking at every picture I've ever put out in my Instagram, rummaging through my personal life to find any kind of connection to me in this immoral behavior. And so I don't want to run away from this. I want to address it. But at the same time, the hardest thing about doing this is defending myself, but not making it worse.
Right.
And so that's the weird conundrum that I found myself in, and so many other women who have to confront these sort of sexist smears. I mean, you have to remember, I was one of five women that was just chosen at random, it seems, by the National Enquirer. They put a barely pixelated image of me in their paper that everyone could quickly identify, largely because I am fortunate to have a good media platform. But at the same time, I'm stuck in this box where I am forced to try to defend every smear that comes after me, my husband, my children online, or suffer in silence. And so I just want to encourage everyone to look at the broader context of this campaign. there is a toxic culture being produced this season.
And yeah, it has been rough. And Amanda Carpenter on CNN, where she serves as a commentator. There's more of that. That's all we've got time for right now. Coming up, Stephen Moore, economist with the Heritage Foundation, and he's for Ted Cruz for president. We'll find out why he likes his tax plan. Coming up, WDOGO.
Courtesy Auto and Truck Center in Thorpe has the vehicle to fit your lifestyle and incentives to make your decision even easier. Upgrade your vehicle to America's number one selling truck, the F-150. There's huge savings with a generous trade allowance and low interest rates that are as low as 60 months zero interest. Trade in that old clunker and get a newer model pickup right now at Courtesy Auto and Truck Center, just off Highway 29 in Thorpe.
Hello, I'm Ivanka Trump. When I was a young girl, my father, Donald Trump, always told me that I could do anything that I set my mind to if I coupled vision with determination and hard work. He meant it. I consider myself fortunate to have learned from the best, both as an entrepreneur and, most importantly, a parent. My father is a man who is deeply grounded in tradition. He raised my siblings and me to work hard and strive for excellence in all that we do. He taught us that to inspire and gain respect in life and in business, you have to earn it. He has done just that over decades and achieved success at the highest level across multiple industries. He has employed tens of thousands of people and inspired them to achieve great things. Countless times, I've watched my dad make deals that seemed impossible to get done. As president, my father will keep his word. He'll never quit fighting for this country and its future, and he will make America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
It's time for the best deals of the season.
The cows of Omega Valley Farmers interrupt this commercial break to remind you to take a break for a nutritious snack. At Omega Valley Farmers, our cows are fed a special diet that results in increased naturally derived omega-3 fatty acids, which means all our delicious cheeses have natural omega-3s too. Find the list of retailers in your area at OmegaValleyFarmers.com or ask your grocer to carry Omega Valley Farmers cheese. Enjoy your break.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
All right, well, we're waiting to hear from Stephen Moore, an American economic writer and policy analyst, founded and served as president of the Club for Growth from 1999 to 2004, former member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. In 2014, the Heritage Foundation announced that Stephen Moore would become their chief economist. Last year, Moore's title at Heritage changed from chief economist to distinguished visiting fellow. He's known for advocating free market policies and supply-side economics. Told by the Cruz campaign that he is a Cruz supporter and a big fan of the Ted Cruz tax plan. We'd like to talk to them about that and his assessment of the other candidates' tax plans as well. Still waiting to hear from Stephen Moore. We've got one more break, and hopefully Stephen Moore coming your way, if not more political coverage between now and noon. Also, if we can, we got the Packers' new tight end in the fold. A lot of excitement about Jared Cook signing with Green Bay. He's excited to be with the Pack, and they're excited to have him. So at least a little from Jared Cook between now and noon on WDOGO.
I'm Gary Crossland, and I get a lot of mail from people who love the Merged Gospels. Here's a letter from Tom who says, "The Merged Gospels is so much better than a gospel harmony. Merging the narrative makes many of the stories more detailed, more complete, and more meaningful." Here's Sam who says, "I read the Merged Gospels every day for 90 minutes. Never have I seen an easier way to understand the life of Jesus." And finally, here's Jesse who says, "The Merged Gospels has made a big impact on me and the men that I am discipling. It makes us want to go deeper and to disciple the way Jesus did." The Merged Gospels is the only book of its kind in 2,000 years. It's a literal translation of the Greek Gospels, broken down word by word and reassembled chronologically into one flowing story. Get your own copy of the Merged Gospels book or audiobook. Just go to MergedGospels.com. MergedGospels.com.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice 17 years ago. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Do something great for the kids of the Chippewa Valley. Be a part of Chippewa Fall Spring Fest 5K and Fun Mile for Kids on Saturday, April 30th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. It benefits the Boys and Girls Club and the Chippewa Area Mentor Program, which provide positive environments through caring adults and supportive programming. Participants receive a Spring Fest t-shirt, day pass, and refreshments. The first 150 children to register will get a free Micon movie pass and a coupon for Culver's Frozen Custard. Register online now at SpringFestChippewaFalls.com/events.
Advertise on News Talk Sports 680. Call 723-1037.
Save on quality wicks, oil, and air filters on sale now at Eau Claire Auto Value on Cameron Street or London Road at Eau Claire and on Prairie View Road next to Moldy's Archery and Tackle in Lake Halley. All right, well, so much for our guest, Stephen Moore, apparently contacted the Cruz campaign again, and they said that he has, they've texted him, et cetera, and so not hearing from him. All right, 9 before noon here at WDOGO. How about Donald Trump, part of the CNN town hall last night, talking about what his biggest problems are? What do you think they might be? All right, this is Donald Trump from last night, and let's see, I've got... Here we go, Donald Trump.
A dirty word or a bad word, I guess. I sound
like
a
12-year-old. She doesn't like even a little bit.
That somebody in your audience shouted out and you repeated. She didn't like that.
Oh, she didn't like that. And really, it was just a repeat, but that didn't work out too well. No, she didn't. Repeats don't work either. And it wasn't a horrible
word. What is it with you? Like, repeats and retweets don't count.
You know, do you ever notice? My biggest problems are repeats and retweets. I don't get in problem with what I say. It's when I repeat.
Well, maybe that's one of those things you should learn from your behavior and not retweet things.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I think so.
No. Some free advice.
That I agree.
All right. So Donald Trump last night with Anderson Cooper of CNN and the CNN town hall. Also, this is Trump from yesterday. Making his appeal to voters in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin has lost 15,000 net jobs to Mexico since NAFTA. Now, just so you understand, Kasich is running also. We forget about him. He voted for NAFTA. Both of them want TPP. TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, both of them want Trans-Pacific. That will make NAFTA look like a baby.
All right, so just curious, you know, it's interesting because Donald Trump, who apparently has wrapped up his rally in De Pere this morning in the Green Bay area, again, running for the Republican nomination, but through bashing the two-term Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and I say popular, well, I mean, he won three elections here. If he runs again in 2018, it may be a tougher fare. We'll see what the Marquette poll says about his approval rating coming up. But the Journal Sentinel has a story, Donald Trump numbers aimed at Scott Walker miss the mark. So I want to just reference that here ahead of getting to Packers tight end Jared Cook and some of his comments with Packers.com as we're going to break away from politics just a tad here. But here's Jason Stein of the Journal Sentinel. He says, hacking away at Governor Walker, who on the very day Walker endorsed Ted Cruz for president yesterday, we brought you some of that from TMJ yesterday morning. Hacking away at Governor Walker's record in Wisconsin yesterday, real estate mogul Donald Trump swung a list of impressive statistics from the big book. But it turns out, says Jason Stein of the Journal Sentinel, the state's leading, most influential newspaper, turns out that the billionaire presidential candidate's big book has some numbers that are misleading or just wrong. Yeah, facts do matter. Trump recited his list in Janesville yesterday afternoon as he lambasted Walker, who endorsed his rival, Cruz, yesterday morning. You know, Trump was saying it's like devastating. By the summer of 2015, Wisconsin was facing a $2.2 billion two-year budget deficit. That's terrible, said Trump. Now, let me just pause. The day before, on Monday, on Charlie Sykes' show, Sykes pointed out to him the numbers you quoted in that previously in that debate, the start of the debate cycle back in August, that was wrong. Was it August or September, one of those debates? And Trump was, again, he's like, it was Time Magazine. I was quoting Time Magazine. If Time Magazine's wrong, it's Time Magazine's fault. And Sykes pointed out to him in that interview that's gotten a lot of national attention, a tough interview from a hashtag never Trump guy, Charlie Cruz, Charlie Sykes, a Cruz backer, that those numbers were wrong. And so he continued to repeat them on Tuesday, saying total state debt, $45 billion. Now maybe somebody's going to tell me that's wrong again. $45 billion is very high, one of the higher ones. Yeah, that is wrong. I mean, but I have to just say, to not only Trump backers seem to say, I don't care. I don't care if it's wrong. Don't talk to me about it being wrong. And even people who would tell you they're not even Trump backers, they sort of feel like, oh, he's got an unfair, but he's just factually wrong. This is the Journal Sentinel, Jason Stein, saying that would be a crushingly high debt state if it were true. What's the reality, Jason? He says the state legislature's nonpartisan budget office recently put out numbers on Wisconsin's total debt from all loans. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau puts the state debt as of December of 2015 at $14.1 billion, or less than a third of what Trump said. That's up about $860 million, or 6.5% from the $13.2 billion where it stood in December of 2010, just before Walker took office. So, okay, it is up a little bit. There are other financial obligations of the state that might be seen as debt, including personal pension obligations. But Stein says the state pension system is unusually strong in Wisconsin, making Trump's mountain of debt just what it seems, impossibly large. So there you go. Unfortunately for Trump, he was wrong. Will anybody care about that? I don't know. All right. Finally, Jared Cook. A lot of Packer fans pumped up this week because Jared Cook is going to come play football in Green Bay and catch passes from Aaron Rodgers. And he spoke with Packers.com.
First and foremost, congratulations. Thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us here for a little bit today. Let's kind of go back. Boy, what an interesting month it's been for you. How did the news of the departure from St. Louis, how did that impact you? How did that affect you?
It's just the nature of the beast sometimes. Just to inform me that I was being released. No hard feelings. That's just how it happened. So you just move on and carry on your life as usual. And hope for the best.
So along with that, then, what kind of became your focus? What did you kind of start looking towards in terms of what you wanted your next opportunity to look like?
I just knew that throughout my career, I've had 10 different quarterbacks in 7 years. So I just wanted a little bit more stability at the position. That's nobody's fault. That's just how it happened. It's just the luck of the draw, you know. So I knew I needed a stable position at quarterback and somebody who could get the job done. So that's kind of where my search started. And then from there, it transitioned to the best fit.
Talk about when you learned that you would be coming to Green Bay for the visit. What intrigued you about just having that opportunity to come here and just go on the visit?
Man, it means Green Bay. I mean, it speaks for itself, the tradition. The coaching, the players, the work ethic, everything just kind of is self-explanatory. So when I got here and met the coaches and the staff and saw the building and everything that the experience that comes along with it, it just kind of sold it even more.
Aside from that then, I mean, you talk about, you know, yearning for that stability and having that consistency on the offensive side of the ball. What kind of really then stood out in terms of the conversations you were having with the coaches here, and, you know, kind of realized that, yeah, this is going to be a good fit for me. This is where I want to be.
Well, we were just talking about some plays. We went out to dinner and then sat down with all the offensive coaches and just kind of talked over plays. But more importantly, they got to know me as a person. And Edgar and TC, and all those guys just sat down with me and just talk life a little bit. And I think that intrigued me a lot because it speaks volumes of a man that can sit down and get to know you first. And then, but it also speaks volumes of a man to let your play and understand your play and let it speak for itself. So I think they kind of got what type of player I was and then eventually got to know me as a person.
For those who have...
Jared Cook, he's going to be catching passes from Aaron Rodgers, going to affect and help the Packer offense. You get him and Jordy Nelson in the mix, and could be some fun times. Can't wait for training camp. All right, well, we got the draft first. So long. Thanks for listening. Check the podcast, wogo.com. So long.